With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana State University Billings today announced a drop in fall enrollment due to the novel coronavirus pandemic. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche reports.
MSUB says it saw a decrease of just over 9% in total enrollment from last fall. That's within the 5-20% drop the education industry predicted due to the coronavirus pandemic, according to Interim Chancellor Rolf Grosseff.
In some ways, we're on the low end of that, so that is good. We made some projections, and certainly a drop in enrollment will impact our finances, but we did foresee a drop in enrollment, so it's not as impactful as it might have been.
Grosseth says MSUB will probably need to make cuts for this and future fiscal years. Long term, MSUB will examine whether it should continue programs or classes that draw less student interest. He says the legislature, the Board of Regents budgeting decisions, and student retention will inform that process. MSUB opened its campus to students last month and maintains COVID-19 safety protocol, including requiring social distancing and masks. Grosseth says the administration is not aware of any current COVID-19 cases among its staff or student body. He says Riverstone Health, Yellowstone County's health department, is in charge of gathering and reporting that information. MSUB says Riverstone would not inform MSUB about positive cases on campus due to privacy concerns, adding the university is working on a plan. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana reported 139 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus today from nearly 2,500 tests run. The Montana Standard reported yesterday that an outbreak at the Connections Corrections Program for drug treatment in Butte is responsible for 12 of the cases reported Monday. That's on top of 7 reported cases at the program last week. Missoula County added 30 new cases today, Rosebud reported 27, and Yellowstone 19 new cases.
I'm Charles Bolte. The U.S. Indian Health Service has agreed to pay a roughly $33,000 fine for violating federal water standards at the Blackfeet Community Hospital in Browning. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the payment was announced today.
IHS owns and operates the water system that provides drinking water to the Blackfeet Community Hospital. According to a press release from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, IHS failed to monitor its drinking water for lead, nitrate, and coliform, and failed to report violations to the EPA. The EPA deemed the water system at the hospital compliant on June 8th. The agency came to an agreement with IHS on the $33,500 fine in late August. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A recent review of Montana's voter registration system found that there were nearly 500 deceased people still on the voter rolls. State auditors found no evidence that any of them had voted. However, the Legislative Audit Division said it omitted certain findings about the state's election security system from the audit report because, quote, it could be used by malicious actors to undermine election security and voter confidence, end quote. Those issues were discussed with Secretary of State Corey Stapleton. The election security and voter registration audit is one of several that will be discussed by the Legislative Audit Committee in early October. Unhealthy air conditions persist across much of western Montana. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality reported this afternoon air quality was unhealthy in Missoula, Helena, Butte, Hamilton, and Dillon. It was listed as very unhealthy in Libby. For more Montana news, visit our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.